Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On the end of Pei Zayin Mem Beis here in Maseches Erevin, the Gemara quotes three dinim that Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavya was matir. And the third thing he was matir, the Gemara says, was umistabkin baluntis. A person is allowed to dry himself up, he could dry his body up with a towel on Shabbos. If he goes to the mikvah, he goes to the bathhouse, he's allowed to do so. So the poskim wonder why. Why is that allowed? Isn't there a concern of schita? If the towel gets so waterlogged and you might come to do schita, why isn't there a chashash? So the Orach HaShabbos writes in Chelek Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, he writes that it's a discussion amongst the poskim whether one's allowed to or not actually lemaisa dry with a towel. And he brings in the footnote three different opinions that are found in the Rishonim and the poskim. The Magid of Ram and Simon Shin Aleph, he quotes from the Ran and the Rajva that the reason why they say it's allowed is because it's a gzeira she'ein b'nei adam yuchon lamarba. Because if they were to say you're not allowed to use a towel, then that means people will not bathe. And then you're going to say people can't bathe on Shabbos. That would be something that a tzibur ein yachal lamod ba. Now, according to this, the Orach HaShabbos points out that bizman hazeh, the practice is not to bathe on Shabbos. So then there's no concern of that. They certainly can be omid ba because they don't bathe. Then one would be able to actually institute an iser of using a towel on Shabbos. And therefore, right to Orach HaShabbos, some have the practice not, in fact, to not use a towel on Shabbos because of this. Because ideally, you shouldn't be using a towel on Shabbos. The second reason he brings from the Eliyahu Rabbah, who quotes in the Sefer Truma, that the reason is because since the water in the body is so small, it's a small amount, therefore the towel won't get so waterlogged and he won't come to squeeze it. According to this, if a person uses a very small towel that will get very waterlogged, it would be a problem, even according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. And the third reason he quotes from the Gra is because the stam towel that people have, they're not really makpid on the water there. The only time schita is a concern, if you want to draw the water out, you want to drink the water, the wine, but when it comes to the water that gets logged in the towel, people are not really concerned, and therefore there is no such concern of using a towel on Shabbos. So these are three different reasons, but the reason why the Orach HaShabbos points out that there are those who are machmer is in light of the Magen Avraham, that since there's no schita bezman hazeh, there would be no problem of asering using a towel. Now there is another concern as well, as when it comes to drying the body, parts of the body where there's hair, and if there's hair and the water gets logged in the hair, when you dry that water out, you're in essence removing the water from the hair. That's another concern. So many have the practice when they go to the mikvah on Shabbos, that itself is another shaila, whether one should go to the mikvah on Shabbos or not. It's machlokas between the Gra and the Arizal. But even those who do go to the mikvah, the practice is not to use a towel. Not because a towel will get waterlogged, but rather because there's a concern of removing the water from the hair.